Hi, I'm Zylo.
And I'm Locke.
And this is Gamers Rant.
We rant about games.
No duh. And this week, we're going to do our opening in the style of a prototype cutscene. So, here we go.
I almost got to nod again. What's your plan, Mercy?
I'm going to kill it.
Okay, don't forget the other one.
I won't, because of what happened before.
Go, we only have so much time.
Cut. What was that? You called that prototype? Zylo, you weren't big enough. I might have actually been able to infer something from that.
Sorry.
And look, you actually said a name. A name! You don't get to say people's names, then people would know who you're talking about.
Blurg.
Alright, take it from the top and action.
So, you gonna do it?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay guys, that's a wrap. Start the podcast.
Hi, I'm Zylo.
And I'm Ock.
And this is Gamer's Rant.
Didn't we go through this?
Oh, forget it. Well, also, we're going with the prototype theme again. We're repeating stuff we already knew to begin with.
That's fair.
So we're not giving any new information. We're just repeating the old information to make you feel like you've obtained something when you haven't.
Yeah.
By the time you've already figured out you actually didn't obtain anything new, the game will be over. And that's the end of the show, guys. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Gamer's Rant.
Nah, I'm just messing with you guys. We'll actually do an episode. For once.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, well, first off, apologies, because about this later. See, we did an episode a long time ago, which is why the latest episodes took so long to come out.
Yeah.
And then the Locke's computer ate it. But during that episode...
It was hungry!
But during that episode, we did answer some fan mail, which we forgot to re-answer. And people who probably wrote this fan mail probably aren't listening anymore because of that.
Darn computer ate my ranch, too.
Okay, so, yeah. So, first one we have, the one that we did before. It was from Killer Pinata. Who? We discussed this before, but... Hi, Locke and Zylo. I love your podcast. You guys are a great way to blank out my annoying coworkers. Although, how come it sounds like Zylo's in charge, but Locke does all the work?
Didn't you read this one?
Yes, I did, but remember this is the episode that got... We just went over this!
Sorry.
But Locke does all the work. I give kudos to Locke for the site. I made a podcast account just for you guys, so feel very special. Plus, I have no idea what podcast. P.S. Locke, you should put up some shirts for girls on your shirt shop. Besides, if you do, I will buy a shirt.
Hey, that's a good idea.
He had a bunch before, and then he took them off. Don't ask me why. So now he'll put them back up again. Right, Locke?
Yeah, I'll do that.
P.P.S. Luna, you rock. Way to go. Killer Pinata. And if Killer Pinata was still listening to this podcast, which I wouldn't blame Killer Pinata for not listening after we forgot to read the fan mail again, but, now we have Syrup, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
We're slowly being taken over by girls.
What?
No!
Soon it'll be all pink frills and pony games.
No!
And now a bunch of girls are gonna come kill me.
Including Syrup and Luna.
Yeah, probably. Right then. Okay, so that covers the fan mail, so... Yeah. And that's the end of the show, guys. Okay, gonna...
What?
And Locke's eating wings as loudly as possible, just to annoy you.
I've actually got this new thing going on, where I test the patience of Zylo. See, I'm wearing the Star Trek shirt, I'm just waiting out long until his mind snaps.
Hey, I have a weapon. You know I have a weapon, too.
Oh, God.
I can test your patience just as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right then. So, yeah. Okay. Any world news, really?
World news?
Yeah, I can't really.
Let me go back to GameStop. There's Monster Hunter. That's something I haven't mentioned on the podcast before. I used to be a huge Monster Rancher fan.
Well, it's not the same thing.
Oh, no.
Monster Hunter is a little...
I just want to end in my rant where I really, really miss Monster Rancher. I really do.
Monster Hunter sounds familiar.
Yeah, I used to play that all day long. That was a fun game. Monster Hunter is—it's either made by the same people or it's a ripoff, where you play people who hunt monsters instead of.
No, not when you're a guy who you're a dragon slayer, pretty much.
Mm, yeah. Anyways, the PSP one that they just made looks pretty fun.
They get a good score though, but apparently the Japanese people love it.
Oh right, on GameSpot. It didn't get a good score, but all the fans are saying it's completely wrong.
Oh, Monster Rancher. Yep, mm-hmm. I remember that.
I haven't played anything recent. I played that original one there on the PlayStation.
I know I played one, but mm-hmm. I don't remember which one.
Right.
It might not even have been Monster Hunter. It might have been something else.
Yeah, I had a cool idea.
In order Played to, that one.
In, oh, well, gee.
The card game.
Played
gee,
card how, game. How good could that possibly be?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah. Anyways, I love the idea. The monster you get depends on a CD that you put into the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that idea.
So what, every person who bought the game got a different monster?
Yeah. I mean, there are only so many monsters, but they all were completely different based on what CD you put. I don't know how it worked, but when I was younger, it was a cool idea. It was fun. I could play it all day. I did.
Okay.
Anyways, I just saw Monster Hunter. I'm going to rent that from Gamefly. Going to play that. Going to review that next time.
Okay, you can just get it for the PSP.
That's what I'm talking about.
Alright.
It's only on the PSP as far as I know.
Yeah.
Well, the one that just
came out. People in Japan love it.
Yeah. Yeah. They had put this huge trailer out where a bunch of kids are playing it.
Alright, so what next?
Who was it?
I don't know.
Some guy bought the rights to make an Asteroids movie from Atari. Yeah, that's right. Atari Asteroids may very well become a movie.
Lorenzo Di Bavanaturo is set to produce it. Don't know if he bought it.
I don't know. Anyways, he's the guy who...
Universal Pictures bought it.
Ah. Well, that's... that's screwed, then.
Alright. So, a bunch of games came out. I found out a bunch of games failed, though. That made me very sad.
Yeah.
A bunch of games. I can't remember. It's like Book of Avalon or something. That's the one where you got to change the world and you were rewriting the world because the world was coming to an end. And you got to choose what you wanted to keep. Remember that book one?
Sure, yeah.
Got a bad score.
Yeah.
It got like a 5.
Is that one of those DS games that you're talking about me and I nodded along and said, yeah, it
no,
sounds like
you
really
agreed
cool
that thing. That one was cool.
Well... Yeah, I agree that all of these are cool, but I've never seen them come out. What's the latest one that's supposed to be, like, really cool? People are already out playing it and saying it's really cool. The last one you just told me about.
I can't remember the name.
That's wonderful, though.
I know. Very good at that kind of thing. That one would be this one right here. Devil Survivor.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yep, that's it.
Huh, alright.
Think so. Yeah, I got a 9. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, well, that one does sound cool, but they all sound cool. I just never see them.
Right, but the other ones I'm very upset about. Oh, look, a Transformers Nintendo DS Lite case with stylus. Like, we need one of those. Yeah, there he is. Shin Megami Tensei Devil
Survivor. That's it. Yeah, I remember that.
There we go.
Okay.
Alright. Also, this Knights in the Nightmare. Never heard of it, but apparently it's good.
Hmm.
You dodge bullets.
Oh, okay.
No, but apparently it's a real-time strategy game with no real-time strategy elements.
Hmm.
I read up on it because I was interested. Basically, so the battle goes out, okay?
Okay.
And you play as this little spirit.
Okay.
And you are more important than all your guys. In fact, your guys die repeatedly. You bring them back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you have this time limit. We have to go around, and you can chuck people weapons and power ups and stuff, and bring people back to life.
That's cool.
And then they just go into this massive brawl of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're doing that, there's gonna be like it's like you have to use the stylus. And there's gonna be stuff trying to hit you, kind of like circles. You have to get out of the circle and get to guys, and then like lines try to chase you, and you gotta move your stylus around to get out of the way.
Hmm.
As you're desperately trying to give all your units stuff.
It sounds like playing the White Mage in an RTS.
Like, it's got some cool art.
That's actually a pretty cool idea. They could make a game on that, playing the White Mage in a role-playing game.
There's a reason no one wants to play Cleric! There's a reason!
Spam the heal button. What are you doing? Stop rushing in!
Get some screenshots up here. So there's the real-time, what it looks like. He's put guys around stuff and fight. Like, here we go. Pop up. Your computer sucks.
It's just laggy. I was telling you, something's wrong with my Firefox. I swear it's Mizer Firefox. I got an Internet Explorer, which is half as fast as Mizer Firefox normally. It was running fine. It's my thing, man.
I know.
Yeah, I'm preoccupied, and you can do it.
Yeah, because you're eating stuff.
Yeah, so that one.
Ooh, Locke's Quest. That apparently got a good score.
What or is did it?
That's about Locke's Quest. Duh.
Of course, okay, Locke that is looks blonde. Really gay.
Yeah, it does.
Oh my god. You're gay.
Well, shut up. That's not me.
That you're gay.
There's no E. Hold on.
What's the name? What? Oh, Locke right there.
Locke without an E.
Look at that. It's Locke. It's Locke. It's your quest, dude. Obviously, I created the game and spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
So it is you.
And you drew me gay.
Oh.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's...
It seems like something you do.
Here we go. Avalon Code. It's called Avalon Code.
In your game, Blade would be a midget. Link would be your best that's gay where the buddy.
Yeah, and see, that only got a 5.5, so that's really depressing.
Mm, yeah.
They said it's a cool idea, but it's a bunch of random fighting for no reason.
Okay. Is this one? Is Avalon Code one of the games you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
The other big one was the unit hasn't come out yet, and it's a can't remember what's called. It's like Word Knots or something.
Right. Scribblenauts.
Scribblenauts. There you go. And that one I really don't see failing because the guys already played it and they said you can't fail on this one.
That's the one I was talking about. The one that sounds really cool. It's like your monthly. Oh my god! Look at this really awesome DS game that I'm never going to hear about again.
Right, but I have my eye out.
Yeah, this one, I have hopes for Scribblenauts. Scribblenauts sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I just don't see that one failing possibly at all.
Hmm.
And, you know, I'm being a little bit more cautious now because of Prototype, which is, by the way, the topic of this episode.
Right.
Not that we've gone to it at all. Because, you know, someone already played it and said it was great, so...
First off, I think we should explain that one of the reasons why we're against Prototype is that we followed Prototype, and they promised us things.
Mm-hmm. We actually just watched the first trailer for it.
Yeah.
It looked better then.
Seriously, it looked really better in concept. We saw scenes of the Mercer was completely different, wearing white thing. I've never seen these before, and it just looked a lot cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was I talking about?
I don't remember. Way to go, Buck.
Cool. All right. Next topic.
We were talking about something of somewhat importance. Probably Prototype or...
Some important... Yeah, we should probably move on to Prototype if we can.
That's probably a good idea. Right, so, Prototype. Yeah. And seeing the tradition of Prototype cutscenes, there's a review. All right.
Yep, there's a review.
No, hold on a second. There's a review. It's somewhere in the middle. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah. You want to start, or...
Well... What did we think of it before, when we first played it? First impressions.
First impressions?
Picked it up, cool opening.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to the actual game, you know, past the little intro movie. And the makers of this game are really lazy.
Yep.
That's one of the reasons why the cutscenes are so short.
Mm-hmm.
They just cut out certain things because they're just too lazy to put the rest in.
Right.
And this is obvious from the very beginning, the morgue scene.
Mm-hmm.
The... Alex Mercer has the exact same costume on the entire game, no matter what. Probably showers in that darn thing.
Well, not technically. When you transform into people, you change clothes.
Yeah, technically, but Alex Mercer himself never changes.
Okay.
They could have done, been, you know, not a... get away from the laziness a little bit, have the morgue scene where he has to escape and steals those clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or show any of his flashbacks where, you know, He's included.
Now,
him wearing something different.
I know we may, if someone actually listens to this podcast, get a repost going, but guys, he actually made those clothes genetically because he was an altered disease, and he built it from the ground up just like his body, so there wouldn't be a game scene where he steals those clothes. That's and my answer to that is, well, we're saying that would happen if the game actually had a good plot.
Yeah, if it...
So if it had a different plot that was better, then he'd be stealing that. Clothes.
You know, that's something you can infer from the entire game's worth of cutscenes.
Mm. But still, if the game was better,
they
would have that.
If the game had some sort of storytelling elements, I think we would be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some gameplay things in it that we just weren't happy with at all, but overall, the gameplay was fun.
Well, yeah, but still, Alex Mercer has the personality of a rock and the mindset of the Hulk.
That's all storytelling. Actually, that's character. That's a different branch. That's character development.
There's no story, and there's no character development. So there's nothing there but gameplay.
Yeah, and the gameplay has...
flaws.
Well, yeah, Blade refuses to play continue playing it, and he just absolutely hates this game now because of one of the boss fights.
Right.
And I think it's completely justified.
Yeah, it is.
That was the one boss fight that, actually that and the final boss, where you have to use hit and run things, it's just very difficult
to actually play. The first super mutant you had to do it too. Except for you, who jumped inside the tank and blew him away.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I know, but I'm adding that to it.
Oh, okay.
You're saying those are the only ones I wouldn't know the first one had it too.
Okay.
The first super mutant fight.
Where you're fighting all the super mutants who are just...
No, just the one big one.
Which one?
There's the one at the very end. Then there's the giant worm thing that pops out of the ground. Yeah. And then there's one before that.
Oh, okay. The uber mutant.
The super mutant.
The...
You fight two.
Right.
The first one. You were counting the big worm thing and the last boss. And I'm also including the first super mutant. Because I had to use hit and run tactics on him too.
Okay.
You just jumped in the tank and just shot at him.
I don't remember this.
You do not remember this boss fight.
No.
Hold on, everyone. Now that I reminded Locke where his place is. By the way, it's Supreme Hunter.
Yeah, Supreme Hunter.
By the way, this is all spoilers up to now, so way to go for listening.
Yeah, sorry. Well, if it makes, this entire episode makes more sense if you've played the game.
Not really.
I think it makes more sense. This episode.
Yeah. Game makes no sense, though.
Right. One of the reasons why we're so mad at the story, because this is more of a hack and slash running around the open world game. We wouldn't normally be pressing how bad the story is normally, but...
Well, no, after Grand Theft Auto 4, I'm going to say that, all games need to up it up a notch.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Mm. But we wouldn't be this mad at it if we weren't promised this really epic... storyline. I mean,
No, not even that. If they actually just delivered a story.
Yeah.
They don't. They just kind of like throw out, here's literally what I think they did
this
the movie.
This is Alex Mer...
No, here's what they did in the movie, okay? The beginning of the game, okay? Like, red. Truck. Ice cream. Zimbabwe.
What?
And beluga whale. Okay, we're going to throw those four elements into the game, and... I don't know, we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, I think this was a serious disarray between the concept guys and the gameplay guys. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what I think goes on in Lionhead Studios. Got the concept guys talking and telling you about the game. Oh, we're going to have this web of intrigue, this amazing thing. You go absorb these certain people and you get pieces of the story you find on your own.
Mm-hmm.
The gameplay guys, okay, web of intrigue, random cutscenes that make no sense... stream all these things together, tell the story, Yeah, and then, okay, we need 200... The concept guys want us to make 250-something. Yeah, right. Okay, here's 150. Double that. Woo! We're finished. Mm-hmm. Coffee break.
Hey, we even got to 300.
Woohoo! Yeah, I know that's what goes on in Lionhead Studios. Yeah. Did you continue watching the developer diaries for Fable 2? After the second one, they dedicate this entire one, to what they do when they're not working. They went to a good event. They were doing like this cosplaying thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them made this giant pyramid head costume.
I saw that one.
Yeah. And I was thinking, oh, so this is what they're doing. They're not making the game. I think that's what happened there. Pyramid Molyneux's writing up all this amazing stuff and all the game creating guys are all out partying.
I think Pyramid Molyneux needs to shut his trap and stop promising things he can't deliver.
I think he's got to get a big stick and whack his people with it. We're just two guys sitting in some
place. Basement.
Yeah, basement. Talking into the microphone, so we don't really know, but that's our take on what's going on.
Yes. Okay, so then, where were we again?
I don't know. Oh, we're ranting about plot. What about character development? Let's go into why we hate Mercer.
Oh, okay. Well, Mercer has the personality of a rock and the mindset.
I resent that. I'm going to kill you now.
I said that already.
I resent that. I'm going to kill you.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Later, though.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
No, I'm impersonating Mercy, you douche.
What?
Saying... What?
I just said Mercer has the personality of a rock and the mindset of the Hulk, and you went, I resent that. And I went, why?
I'm impersonating Mercer!
Oh.
I said that.
No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
I was still trying to figure out what you were saying.
Mind lag.
Okay, so continue on.
Right. Anyways, we don't like Mercer. He's just no personality there. He wakes up in the morgue, and at first, you know, there's some personality.
He was freaking out. I was like, okay, sweet, nice character. Cool. No idea what happened to him, even though I just saw a cutscene that tells me what's going to happen to him, and he already knows everything. No. Ruining the whole trying to figure out what the heck was going on thing.
I hate that, where they
show I hate anything where it the starts future, at the end.
Then they flashback. You know, the entire game is a flashback.
Any movie, any book, any game that starts you at the beginning and then flashes you back, I pretty much hate it.
Starts off at the end and the entire thing is a flashback.
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that too. It's cliche and it kind of ruins it.
Yeah, it just ruins the epic. It just takes one little plot piece out.
Mm-hmm.
Mercer sucks.
The story is actually a story of Mercer telling this guy what the things he's killed in the last 3 weeks.
So, what have you killed?
I killed this.
It's funny, because...
Then I met this guy. I'm going to kill him later.
It's funny, because I know they cheapskate the guy who played Mercer's voice, because he only had 3 lines. And they just kept looping him.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the other guy he's talking to is just like, so, what'd you do after that? I killed it.
And, you know, they had some really interesting elements. Again... great divide between concept guys and gameplay guys.
Mm-hmm.
They had Mercer's sister. Oh, that's interesting, because she knows everything. She has, you know, Mercer's childhood memories from a different perspective, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. You meet someone from your past, someone who's related to, someone as close as a sister, but she has, like, 5 lines into the entire game, and she disappears.
Yeah, and also she just goes, okay, I'm gonna help you. Alright, get on that. Oh. Okay.
Hey, didn't you disappear?
Yeah, hey, I found the thing you're looking for. Okay, thanks.
I haven't
seen
you in the last month. Oh, alright. Well, I should probably note that down. Been missing for a month.
It's like, why is she there, really?
Yeah.
Why? There's that whole scene where it almost looked like he was going to kiss her.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, whoa, sister. She's your sister, right?
Gameplay, guys. Come on. They clearly played her as a romantic interest. Because that's all they know how to do. It's all cliche stuff for them. Insert romantic interest. Insert place where save the princess scene. They got it.
Mm-hmm.
Concept guys are writing out this amazing plot, and the game creators are just pressing Control I, Control P, hot tabbing everything.
Yeah, Mercer just kind of sucks.
Yeah. All his lines are probably F1. I'm gonna kill it. F2. It really pissed me off, so I'm gonna kill it. F3. Oh, that's when I met this guy, and I killed him later.
Yeah, pretty much. I love it, though, how the game tries to play him as just this wronged man.
Yeah, as he barrels down the street with his shield out.
Yeah. Yahtzee made the same point. I like his discussion when he was rolling down the street in a tank, mulling over tons of civilians, and Mercer went, oops, I hope I'm doing the wrong thing. The right thing. Oops, I hope I'm doing the right
probably
thing.
Probably one is both things. Oops, I hope I'm doing the wrong thing. Oops, I hope I'm doing the right thing.
Just
probably goes back and
this
forth.
Isn't like a wrong man redeeming himself, because all he's done is murder innocents.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the game makes you murder innocents, basically. There's really no way to not murder innocents. I tried not murdering innocents. It didn't work out.
There is an achievement for not consuming innocents.
Yeah.
Not more than 10, because...
Yeah, not... Face it, so it's still makes you consume them.
You're going to make a mistake, so the achievement doesn't even require you to not consume any civilians.
Yeah.
Because that'd be insane. Oh, let's talk about the civilian AI. Oh, yeah. It's worse than Venezuela and Mercenaries 2, where people are suicidal. People are just playing dumb in New York, apparently.
I loved it when I'm running down the middle of a street with a tank, and I see all the people from the sidewalk diverge to run straight at me.
That's what was going on in Mercenaries 2. Because everyone's script was insanely stupid. They were told, okay, car barreling towards the road, run. And they did. Right in my path. So I'd go down a road... Suddenly, 50 civilians are all running in front of me.
I also love it when I'm chasing them down the path, the sidewalks, and they start running away from me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm moving at like 5 miles an hour.
Or the
and they continue to run straight. You know, you run to the left, you're out of my way. I'm not going to run you over. But no, Ah! Run straight, run straight, run straight. You can turn the corner right here. No! Must keep running straight.
At the same time, this is sort of a small flaw. I think one of the bigger flaws is that throughout the game, it's continuously max civilians everywhere. Max populace. 80% of the city has been infected, but there's everyone's still doing their normal things when, you know, in the non-infected zone. They're still walking around, tanks rolling by. La 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 la. Oh, look, that guy shapeshift. Ah! Run!
Oh, no, I've shapeshift tons of times and people don't freak out.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
What I think, a lot of the time when you shapeshift, they'll freak out. Anything else, parkour, running up walls, no one will get in your case.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
I like it when I crash into right into the middle of an enemy base. This guy sees them while holding a tank,
mm-hmm.
Not a tank, but like a big vehicle.
Yeah.
Everyone just goes, "What's up?" Nothing. Nothing. I just brought this truck from the other base. Never mind. It's delivery mission. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Anyways, the reason...
You're going to run up the wall and fly back now? Yeah, I'm going to fly.
The reason I don't get... I'm not too harsh on the AI is because there are thousands and thousands of AI all doing the same thing. The problem with it... But again, there shouldn't be thousands and thousands of AI. The place is infected! It's panic mode!
Mm-hmm.
People should be hiding in homes.
Mm-hmm.
There should be infected people running around, but the normal civilians should eventually disappear in the game.
Mm-hmm. I just like it when I can turn on my infected vision and see all the infected and then see the one black chalet.
La 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 la.
Just walking down the street in this infected zone, and I'm just like,
what are you doing?
See, the vision's supposed to help you get the infected and not the innocents. Mm-hmm. Just the other way around. Obviously, you are too dumb to live.
Yeah, seriously. Oh god, why? Why? You're stupid, that's why.
Yeah. Another thing I didn't like about the game, the over-the-top violence.
Yeah. I actually didn't mind it in this one too much. Which is interesting, I think GTA just got to me.
Mm. I mean, just, like, why did you have to have, like, all of his different moves, just demolish the people he's fighting in different ways, well, for the consuming at least.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ripping people down the middle and stuff.
Yep.
Slicing like them in paper. Half. And I go, it's a little bit kind of gory for me.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit too much gore.
Mm-hmm. It's all, yeah, it is overdone. It's, my complaint still goes out more towards Doom 3 and, Deep Space, which, it's completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Same with Prototype.
You don't need that much blood everywhere.
Why isn't Infamous multi-console, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Kinda I really want to play that.
Well, I don't... once again, remember Yahtzee gave it a 3 out of 3. You know, they're both about the same game.
I think Infamous basically, speaks to me more so, though.
Yeah, but basically it's just going to be everything that we like in this game will not be in Infamous.
Yeah, exactly. Everything it will not have the gameplay thing.
The gameplay won't be as fun, but there will be a story.
Yeah, there will be a story. I like, you know, the idea it's more of a comic superhero idea. You know, your own superhero, but it's done sort of comic style.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own style as opposed to Prototype, which kind of attempts something.
Some sort of story.
It, like, tapes together a ton of cliche elements, including stuff we really hate.
Yeah. Now, alright, let's move on to something else. Okay, so gameplay, okay? I love the fact that there's a billion freaking upgrades you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I hate the fact that really half of them are the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't do too much, but
yeah, it's just like,
I did like a lot of them.
Punch. Punch with your left arm. Punch with your right arm.
Yeah, that's a good equivalent. Body Surf was actually not as fun as I thought.
I never used it.
It's kind of difficult to use, and it's impossible to innovate into a fight, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun when I got it, though.
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
Body Surf down in Manhattan. That's something Spider-Man couldn't do.
Useless one for me was all the freaking stomp moves, because there's like 7 of them.
That's true.
And it's like, why do you have 7 stomp moves?
Yeah.
Okay? And then they all do the same thing. Moves. It's just like different button combinations. And in case you didn't want to hold X while you're in the air to stomp onto the ground and send everyone flying,
uh-huh.
You can actually push up, left, right, B, and yellow button.
I don't think the controls were all that difficult.
I know, but still, I'm just saying, it's just gave you more ways to do the same freaking attack.
Yeah.
Just like, why?
But how do you press X and B at the same time, by the way?
Yeah, that's really dumb. I hate that.
Trying to use my Devastator attack, fumbling with the controller.
Who said that? I mean, why not put it to something else? Like,
why not, like, click the control stick.
Personally, what I wanted from
the Did the bumpers do anything?
Huh? No. The bumpers let you select your powers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But what I wanted the Devastators to be, just make it really simple. The weapon you're holding unleashes that Devastator.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Makes it easy. Then you just put Y and B same time. Mm-hmm. Every Devastator.
Yeah, that is really easy to do.
Y and B. So for the tendril one, you get your whip out, push it down, boom, tendril attack.
Yeah.
Claws, grave spike thing.
Yeah.
And then for the mass pain one, I don't know, muscle mass maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just because mass pain, muscle mass, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, Kamehameha. Well, that would work. You have big arms. Kamehameha.
Oh, did you know there's a move that kind of that does that movement?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's okay. The one you also use for the it's the one you have to buy to use Max Payne. You have to also, you also have to hit XB for it, which just makes it totally useless because there's no way to get that without letting go of the control.
I was actually doing that on the final boss because I was trying to use the Devastator attack,
uh-huh.
But it was I kept clicking and he just did the Kamehameha move.
Yeah, Kamehameha.
Stop that! Stop it! No,
bad.
That's why the XP sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Soul Calibur doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm. XP.
Okay. Well, we actually do like the gameplay.
Why couldn't they have done AB?
I know.
Or XA. You know, something.
It automatically sends you in jump, but that actually works for the move if you change it like that. Mm-hmm. You jump up, shoot everything out. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
No, if you want to do it, make that one grave spike.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just jump up, hit the ground, spikes out everywhere.
That works too.
And that one, okay, I can see that one coming. Not probably from Max Payne or the tendril one, but then that's when you put XB and YB.
Yeah, I believe that there are probably very few playtesters, and none of them watch the cutscenes. They just skip through. Okay, playtesting gameplay.
Mm.
Because the gameplay was fun, excluding those boss fights. Mm-hmm.
Well, it became really easy after a while. Just that you could just rape everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like the fun rapish because you just kind of start feeling sorry for the AI after a while. Especially there's just no way they can even hurt you. And when they do, it's cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feared that would happen. That happened.
Because they start spamming you later in the game.
That super happened in The Force Unleashed. Force Unleashed became unplayable because the only way you can possibly overpower the Jedi was to be cheap.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you get knocked down. Ragdoll, more ragdoll.
Taking 3 seconds to get up, being pounded while doing so, you get up. Ragdoll!
Mm-hmm.
It became unplayable.
It does that later in the game, though.
Yeah.
Probably not mostly deathly, with bosses. Not deathly, but it still does it.
Yeah. It kind of happened with the rocket launchers. You ever get pummeled by, 15 rocket launchers?
Yeah.
That happened in Mercenaries 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Mercenaries 2... the rocket launchers were the only thing that could possibly kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Guns could not kill you in Mercenaries 2, which is kind of dumb, but, you're now the BA mercenary. The only thing that can hurt you is the cheap thing. You post 15 of the rocket launcher guys on the rooftop. Oh, you're dead.
Boom!
You're dead. Mercenaries 2 also has ragdoll physics.
Mm-hmm.
Mercenaries 2 also became unplayable. I got really fed up with that game. I just threw it out.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Hmm? I did.
Didn't.
Ah.
Okay, another thing. A lot of the powers were useless. Maybe not so much the fighting powers as the defensive and net side powers.
Sure.
Like, heat vision. Boom. I was like, okay, sweet. Yeah, okay, I can see my enemies now. Yeah. That was kind of useful because I didn't want to... I was trying not to kill the humans.
It was a useful idea. I never used it.
Well, it was useful because I didn't want to kill the humans.
Right.
So I could see the infection. Well, no, it actually didn't help anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. I just wanted to see the freaking enemies, the soldiers and stuff. Because for some reason, the humans don't light up. Heaven forbid that.
With your human
thermal vision.
Yeah, just cold, walking souls. That's why you don't care.
Right, but then you get a high vision. And it's the same thing... But it goes longer distances.
But it is better.
And it's more accurate.
Yeah.
And someone, Jesus kept trying to claim that, oh no, but thermal vision's clearer. And I went, no.
It is clearer, but it's not.
I wouldn't say that. And clear, it's all grainy and stuff.
Yeah.
And hunter vision's just like, boom, everything's just tinted red and you can see everything fine.
Mm.
My opinion, I think that one's clearly easier to see.
It was definitely no problem with the thing. It's clearly better.
But the problem is, they gave you the same power twice.
I'm agreeing with you.
I wanted a different vision.
Mm-hmm.
X-ray vision would have been cool.
X-ray vision would have been nice.
Just see through everything.
Uh-huh. If you see into the hunters, they have like four hearts.
Mm-hmm.
8 stomachs just lining the arm.
Huh. No, like, accurate vision would be kind of cool. Just, like, you turn it on, and it goes ding, 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 ding. It just points everything out.
Yeah.
You just see right up there.
Or some improvement to the lock-on. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, that'd be cool, because then you could, like, lock on a guy and just tell you everything about him. Ding-ding-ding. He's got a rocket launcher there. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Just tell you everything about it.
The game kind of does its slow-mo thing.
Yeah.
And you see, you can look up where the soldiers are. You can home in on soldiers or the boss.
Target body parts if you're holding a gun.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be a cool vision.
Cool upgrades. But while we're on the subject, I'd like to get into the slow-mo thing, as I thought that was really cool. Your transition's far. You're in this epic thing. Your blade arm is no longer useful. Slow-mo. Switch to whip arm. You get blasted. And while you're flying through the air, you're switching. You land on your feet. Bang! Whip arm.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. That is what makes the gameplay fun.
Yeah, when you change your powers, you don't go to a menu. You stay in-game, but everything slows down, which...
And just for a second, you get a second to think. What am I going to use? Switch to that.
Unless you're like me and you just rapid tap, right bumper, right bumper, right bumper, right bumper, and then you just,
they
just go super slow-mo constantly.
Yeah, you can do that, I guess, but I always used it for the epic moment. You know,
oh!
400 pound you switch slow-mo, it's very cool.
Right, here's my problem, okay? I hated the lock-on feature.
Oh.
I hated that, okay? Now, I actually glitched into something better. I glitched, and it made it better.
Wow.
Okay? I don't even know if I glitched. Maybe it's some secret combination I don't know, okay?
Okay.
Basically, you know, you pull left trigger, it locks on the guy, okay?
Yeah.
And you use the right thumbstick to choose who you want to lock on, okay?
Yeah.
That's great. It's innovative, okay? Problem is, then you can't look around, because if you try to look around, you lock onto a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have that problem?
No. Well, in vehicles, I had that problem.
Why is
especially
that
with the helicopter.
When I was fighting bosses and stuff, I'd be like, okay, boss is right behind me, boss is right behind me, and you turn around to see the boss, because for some reason, it told me he was back there, but the camera wouldn't turn.
Really?
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Huh, that's weird.
Happens to me a lot. But anyway, so that would happen, but then I just lock onto a different guy, and it's been like half an hour trying to get back to the boss. Okay? For some reason, I got into this glitch, where I would hit the left trigger, it would lock onto a guy, and I would let go, and it would stay locked onto him, and then I could use the camera still. So it would stay locked on the guy, it would tell me he's over there, but then I could turn the camera any which way I wanted to continue looking. And then I would hit left trigger again, and then I could go into the mode, let go, and it would stay locked into that guy. When I killed him, it went out.
Wow.
Which is 10 times better than the setup they have.
Jeez, seems like
and that was a freaking glitch, because I was like, oh, sweet, I thought in my mind, I just obviously never let go of the left trigger. I thought I was being an idiot. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm making this more complicated than it had to be. Right. Well, I came back the next day, I was like playing it again, and every time I let go of the left trigger, it would unlock from the guy.
That's what was supposed to happen. That's weird.
So yeah, I found
that only you. You should be playing testing these things.
Because I just
find all the good and bad glitches.
I find the glitch that makes the game better.
You're the only one in the universe that could find the good glitch.
The glitch that made the game easier to play.
Yeah.
And not cheaply. It just made it. It worked really good because I was fighting. I was in a at the time. I was in a helicopter battle.
Mm-hmm.
You dogfight in the air.
Oh yeah, helicopter.
So I could lock onto a guy and I could just fly the heck away, and I'd still be locked onto him. I was launching my heat-seeking missiles back at him while flying through cracks and stuff to get away from his.
The camera is the most annoying when you're in the helicopter.
Right. So, but that made it useful because then I could lock on and still see where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I found the good glitch. I also found another fun glitch.
Okay.
I don't know why this happens. This
only
is really
you
dumb.
Could find the fun glitch.
Okay, so I was fighting. I was in a battle with a bunch of hunters, and I was just doing it for fun and XP. Okay, and the hunters are charging at me, and I start backing away because I'm kind of low on HP. I was pulling out my whip arm, and then they all disappeared. I went, oh, okay, it must be like, I don't know. Okay, I just look around, like maybe this became a blue area or something. Take 5 steps forward. Hunters spawn, and there's a big battle going on. Step back. Peaceful Village. Hunter spawn! Peaceful Village. And then I just had this epic moment. I ran in there. I hit a hunter with my whip arm. He turns. He comes charging at me. I move the camera around so I can see myself running backwards. And the hunter right behind me is this awesome angle.
Okay.
I'm just running. I'm running. He pounces. You know that pounce that knocks you backwards?
Yeah.
And then disappears.
Oh my god.
Because I found the line where you're behind this, they disappear. You're in front of it, they spawn.
Wow.
I had this epic moment. I'm jumping over a car while he's doing this. He's just midair right above me, then disappears. Oh, it was epic. I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I'd had that recorded.
See, if you were ever sucked into a video game, this is how you would survive. Glitching.
Finding every glitch.
You
no, I would die, though, because I'd find all the bad glitches to kill me. Be stuck in a wall. Help me!
No!
But it was just like this awesome. I was like, my mouth is open. I'm like, this game's automatically better now. But it was cheap. It was like no reason, because it wasn't like I was like a mile away from where they spawned. Mm-hmm. It was like the central square. It's this big grassy knoll.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of guys brawling on it. And there's a mission there, by the way, that lets you fight them.
Okay.
And it's only the next street over.
Hmm.
So there's a street in front of it. Once you get past that street, they disappear.
Weird.
Just this one area. I was just like, why? I mean, it doesn't do it for anywhere else. You know, you run the heck away from a hive, and it's still chasing you.
Hmm. Okay, so... Shoot, I was just about to say a whole line. Leading us into cheat codes. But I can't remember it, so... Cheat codes! What the frack?
Yeah, why do you make a game that has a cheat code menu for one cheat code?
There's apparently only one cheat code. It gives you the body surf ability.
Early,
I guess.
And it's a useless one.
Yeah, when body surfing isn't fun, dude, it's not that hard to get. It's a pretty cheap power.
Mm-hmm.
Just get later in the game.
So, why?
Why? Where are the other cheats? I can understand games that don't give you God mode, but this would be a fitting one to have God mode.
You know, just invincible, just break everyone.
Once you beat it, then you become truly God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, like, why not have a God mode? I want a mode where it just lets me... I would love it if it was almost like kind of like Crackdown. Like Crackdown's little cheat mode. You ever play that one?
Yeah.
Just, you know, give me invincibility. Allow me to clear the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Just fill them with infected, or fill them with normal people. Or just make it empty.
Yeah.
Then just, you know, give myself an infinite HP so I can constantly use Devastator attacks. And then give me 2x speed. So, you know, just run super, super fast. Lightning mode. Wah! Jump really super high. Higher than I should be able to ever. Just cheats like that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Why not have those?
And, you know, those are the kind of cheats you might think, but there are none in this game.
Right.
Cheat menu.
The problem is we wouldn't be
complaining. They have an entire menu for the cheat thing.
We wouldn't be complaining about this, because a lot of games this generation just don't have cheats.
Yeah.
Last generation, tons of cheats. Every game had cheats.
Oh, yeah, I love
cheats. But, you know, this generation, no cheats. We wouldn't be complaining. Except for the fact that you don't false advertise. You don't put a menu for cheats, and then put one cheat in the game that's useless.
Yeah.
You don't make a menu for one cheat. You just don't do that, people.
Speaking of, I know we've gone over this before, but there is some cheat etiquette that I think we might as well go into now that we've gone on this rant about cheating.
Uh-huh.
One, try and beat the game before you cheat.
Uh-huh.
Two, you want to cover that one? Because I don't really know. I'm just making up lists here.
No. I have no idea where you're going with this, so all continue right. on.
We did this before. We had this big list of etiquette.
Mm.
I was just making the stuff up. Anyways. Yeah, so we're mad at the cheats.
Right.
Mad at Prototype. Who made this thing?
Huh?
Who made this thing?
This game?
Yes.
I don't know. Sucker Punch made Infamous.
Right. Okay, then.
You. We're mad at you. And the only thing we can hope for is DLC. That's like the only thing that could turn this game around.
I don't see any DLC coming out for this one.
But if DLC did come out with more powers, a couple extra missions, and some freaking cheat codes for the cheat thing, who makes a cheat system and puts one cheat code? Who does that?
That makes absolutely no sense. The only logical thing that I can come up with is that no one has bothered looking up the cheats. That never happens, though. That people hack and look, get... reach into the game, find these cheats as soon as the game comes out.
Yeah, there's even a guide that beat the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure if someone's bought that, and I'm pretty sure there's no cheats in it, because they would have posted it on the internet by now.
No, there are 3 cheats under this thing.
Hmm?
See the tab that says cheats? It says there are 3 things.
I doubt there's cheats. Watch.
I doubt it too.
Anywho, yeah, it just really ticks me. Why do that? It's like false. It's like it lying.
Yeah, again, it doesn't make any sense.
No, there, body surf, that's it.
Yeah, unlock body surf ability.
Right, left, down, up, down.
Woohoo.
And you unlock body surf. See, it's just the unlockables. Achievements.
That's it. Unlock plan. Oh, yeah, woohoo. We can go into the events.
I didn't like them.
I didn't like them either.
They're just. There's a few cool ones, but besides that, it's just.
The only ones I ever did were the ones where you had to consume 3 people in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, just because those are the easy ones. And then you do the glide ones.
I never did those.
Oh, I did the glide ones. They're so easy. I got a goal on that every time.
Okay.
And you get a bunch of XP for it, too.
Cool. Yeah, the XP is nice, but there's. Other than that, there's no point to doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing the game. I got enough XP to get everything.
Yeah, yeah, it's his point too. Well, I normally just did it just to get more power ups, just so I could run into the next mission and not even have to break a sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I only did that one thing. I never did any of the running things because I didn't see any points.
Yeah, I hate running
missions. I hate running to the waypoint.
Mm-hmm. It's not that fun normally.
It's a stupid gameplay thing.
Mm-hmm.
They put race, them in alley race games. Through the walk. Yeah, Naruto.
Break the targets.
Nah, break the targets is fine.
Break the targets is more fun than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this, why prototype? Why do this? And the worst part is the freaking concept art looks 10 times better than the actual game.
Yeah. Well, the intro cutscene looked 10 times better than the game.
Yeah.
The intro cutscene doesn't have random civilians running back and forth, grinning la 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 la.
Yeah, it has empty streets and a couple infected.
Yeah.
Funny how that works out.
Another thing, point I'd like to make. This is why RPGs exist. This is a hack and slash. It has very little story potential. An RPG, however, imagine that morgue scene in an RPG. You wake up, you're in morgue clothes, those two guys freaked out, maybe you kill them, maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You run through the hospital, everyone's, maybe some people look at you, maybe some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you consume a person here.
Oh, no, you wouldn't consume a person.
All the potential.
You would just run out, and you might kill those guys, because you're just like, holy cow, I just killed those guys, how do I have that super strength? Or you don't find that out, then you just walk outside, get mowed down by a bunch of guns. Wake up, you're just like, what?
Realize you're invincible, oh my god, what am I doing?
Well, no, every night, just like, you just get kind of, your vision, your screen goes where you're like, oh gosh, the game just tells you run, you hit jump, boom, 50 feet in the air.
Yeah, I'm not talking about traditional RPG, I'm talking action RPG, really innovative, moving through.
Yeah, but still would
make
cool,
choices, like Infamous. Mm-hmm. That's why I like Infamous. It's more built towards me. You make choices.
Yes, but it's you only make two yeah, choices.
That's why I hate Infamous, because it's good or evil, choose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like...
But it's also, actually, because I'm going to go to Fallout, because I've been playing Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
I like Fallout. It actually has a middle ground.
Yeah.
Next
yeah, it actually does, yeah.
You can say, I'm going to kill you, I'm mm-hmm. going to hug you, or, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
There's a middle ground in Fallout.
Yeah, there's... Actually, several types of middle ground.
Yes. You also could have said, yo, dog, what's up, G? Or you could have said, I like pie.
Yeah, you could have said something stupid, too. Yeah. So that's my point. If you're going to make a super big, epic thing like this, I'd like to see something more like Infamous, but better. Where you have choice, and where your character's not a douchebag that just likes to kill things.
I like to kill things.
As a young boy,
Mercer liked to club baby seals.
And kick cats, because only a guy like Mercer would kick a cat.
Mercer.
Hey.
Yeah,
not bad prototype episode.
Vehicles? Vehicles suck.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so vehicles will rape you, but you will not rape them.
That's true.
I mean, you can get a... later in the game, you finally get a weapon that can defeat them, but when there's 7 of them there still, it's like when you try to go for one, they just blow you backwards.
Yeah, that will join with the people with all the rocket launchers, and they will spam you, and they will spam kill you.
Oh, I got this horrible level. When you play on hard, because... I played on medium, and I played on hard, which I'm currently going through now.
That
stupid mission where you have to guard that tank as you're going in, okay? It is horrible. Because, one, your tank bullets hurt that tank.
Oh, jeez, I remember that. Yeah.
Yes, but it's even worse on hard. I got through it for... I didn't even know that. I'm eating. I got through it fine. I play hard. There's a bunch of hunters on it. I'm trying to shoot the hunters off. One shot, boom, it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hit the damn thing.
I
couldn't hit it once. Otherwise, it died. Yeah. You know how pathetic that is?
Seriously.
You do not make a giant tank and then make... You know, if you shoot it, it dies.
Mm-hmm. That you're protecting. You can't kill the thing that you're protecting. That's lame.
Right, and you have to use a tank to do it, because if you just try to go in without a tank...
You die!
Because then the tank shoots you for trying to protect it.
Uh-huh.
So you have to stay in a tank to stay alive, because then you have this false sense of that you're with them. Because when you're killing them in a tank, everyone loves you, but when you step outside, pull out your giant arm blade and try to kill them, oh no. Bad.
Well, that has some sort of logic behind it, I guess.
Mm.
Super mutants, or guy with a tank that we know that a super mutant is driving.
Either way, they're both protecting you.
Yeah, true.
Okay, I'm sorry, but if there's a guy with a gun pointing at your head, if a policeman walks up and shoots the guy, you're gonna be like, okay, thank you. If a guy walks up, throws a giant blade arm, and kills him still, you're probably gonna freak out still.
But you're still going to be thankful he saved your life.
Yeah, but in this metaphor, the police officer would be, like, more demonic. Because people know that the tank is not good. They know it's not on their side. They just accept it better than they do the creepy little guy with the arm blade.
But they both still save you.
Yeah, I know.
If the guy with the arm blade will actually save you, while the other guy will just shoot you and the second he notices you.
Right.
Then the police officer turns to you and shoots you.
This metaphor is very confusing. Anyway,
there is no metaphor here. There is only my rambling.
Yes, only our rambling, and you silly people who are listening to us ramble.
Okay, hold on a second. Now I have to go with an inside joke, okay? So I was playing the game, and I was playing on hard again, so I got my first tank. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, sweet. And there's that one spot, you know, if you get to the middle and shoot all those guys. I found another way there, okay? You know, if you go through that one alley, it's pretty decent size. You know, you can drive a tank through. I found this really tiny alley.
Okay.
Okay? Really tiny alley. And I tried to get the tank in it. And the tank went in. Uh-huh. It was scraping against the walls, but it was still moving. It's and all these normal guys just start running at me.
Oh, my God!
And then the alley tank was born. You can fear the alley tank. See, the reason the alley tank is so deadly is because you're seeing an alley, like, okay, you know what? A rabid dog. Maybe a mugger. But there's no way a tank... Oh my gosh, a tank! Boom! And it gets you. It sneaks up on you like that. You don't accept the fact that it sneaks... Even when you hear the... your mind just cannot accept it because there's no way a tank could be in that tiny alley. Oh, but you're wrong. The alley tank will get you.
Wow. Yeah.
So then I had to go around the entire map finding every tiny little alley I could find and running people over, screaming alley tank as I went. And of course I went, Donna. What was that? Dun 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 dun. Probably nothing. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, pretty much. It's gonna go. Oh, that must be the wind. Alley tank.
Coming this fall to a theater near you.
This summer, a man.
We should seriously do this.
And their pet tank. Oh my gosh, they killed Alley Tank's parents! No! Alley Tank, what are you gonna do?
Oh, the horror.
Alley Tank, don't go in that alley! This summer, a tank finds redemption.
Dude, we just mugged this guy! This is awesome!
And saves the world. Quick, Alley Tank, you gotta disarm the bomb! And meets true love. It's a Porsche. This summer, you will be met by... No! Alley Tank.
For those of you who don't know, I've been palming the face for a while.
You know that'd be an epic movie.
You have no idea where... There's no little red flag that starts waving. Taking a little too far, Zella. Taking a little too far.
It was...
Taking a little too long.
That was the perfect amount.
Yeah. Okay.
You know that.
At some point, I was just bombing.
You know that.
Okay, fine.
And just because you had to do that. I don't know who this tank is, but I want him and his ammo dead!
Yeah, okay. Might as well do that.
Yep.
Add that in.
Why not?
Who would have thought, or who would be surprised at this point?
Alley tank.
Coming this
winter. No, coming to an alley near you.
Yeah, coming to this winter to an alley near you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anything else you want to say about Prototype?
Oh, we got a good time on that Prototype rant.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, anything else you want to say about Prototype?
I got nothing.
We talked about the bad story. We talked about the semi-good gameplay. It's awesome. It's amazing, and then it sucks.
Yeah.
So it just comes out mediocre.
Well, if you sum it up like that, I'd say it's good with multiple exceptions.
Which makes it mediocre.
Sure.
You're just focusing on the good and going, I like doing that. But if you put it all... See, you can't just say, oh, I like that slice of pizza. But then you take, you know, the pineapple juice, and you pour it in there, and then you blend it up, and then you're not going to be saying that anymore.
If you're going to use that metaphor, it's like saying, oh, I think it's really good pizza, I just don't like these toppings.
Right. But then you pull them
off
and you...
I can say that.
See, but then you pull it off and ignore the toppings.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's exactly what I do, yes.
Yes, but you don't ignore the toppings. You got to take it all, and then you have to realize how bad it is.
Well, they keep serving me this pizza with these toppings, so I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
I like eating this pizza, though. God, that's actually a good metaphor.
Lock. Okay, I'm trying to think of something now. Is there anything else we can yell at? Anything? Really?
I don't know. A lot of people tend to like this game. I think every score I've seen so far, like GameSpot score, if they lowered it by number, I'd be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Say 0.5. I think it's fitting 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is one site. I found GameCritics.com.
Oh, cool.
They gave it 7.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's fitting. Right. 7 is fitting. 9 is completely oblivious.
Actually, I think they gave it a 6.5.
That's fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything around below 8, I think. I don't think it's deserving of an 8.
Mm-hmm.
C plus. According to that one site.
Totally 360 gave it a 6.
Oh, play.tm, they judge it off a 100-point score. They gave it an 86.
Mm-hmm.
B minus from one up. B minus is fine, I guess.
Mm. Nah. Nah.
Look, Canada Speed 1 gave it a 10. Casual gamers.
This game raises the bar on fun and scale. Pure delight. But you know that the people who just like blood, gore, and ripping people, mm-hmm. you know, they're just
gonna, oh yeah, they're gonna think it's a great game. This game. Casual gamers who just love the blood and gore, not gamers who
mm-hmm.
actually were no, listening.
Casually, you just know the idiots are like, dude, he said region. Those guys love the game.
Of course. Those guys love all games.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Sort of fun, but repetitive.
Sure.
Good
yeah.
guy. Good man.
See, people who gave it a 6, their comments make more sense to me.
Okay story? He put okay story.
Bad controls?
Okay story?
Bad controls?
I was like, okay story?
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense, but bad controls? I thought the controls were smooth. That was one of the best parts of the game.
Except for the camera.
Yeah, the camera could use some work, but the controls, everything was next to seamless.
No, the camera
could
use some work. When you find a glitch that makes the camera better than it already is.
Yeah, that's true. I never found that, though. So, yeah, I had mainly a problem with the camera in vehicles. Otherwise, you know, I had no problem with it.
Otherwise, everyone seems to be giving it a 9.
8.5 to 9, yeah. It seems to range from 8 to 9. It probably averages.
Deserved a 6. Yeah. 6.5.
I'd probably give it a 7, but according to the metaphor, the above mentioned before metaphor, I am like that.
You only take the good. Here we go, 6.5, that's what I get.
I say that there is bad, but I take the good with me and run with it.
Like this game's actually stepped down for the developer.
Mm, sure, makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So also, one thing I hate is, one reviewer person said that it's here, actually. Hold on a second, I'm going to go to the reviews and I'm going to read what they said.
What?
Because I have to disagree with it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see here. It's summary. No, it's reviews, isn't it? Reviews.
Must be a horrible game where we're picking on every single person who liked it.
No, this is GameStop.
Oh, this is GameStop.
When they're plus size. Challenging, but almost never frustrating.
That's exactly what the people who made the game said this game would be.
And it's bull. It's full frustration. Especially the final freaking boss.
Yeah.
When, you know, he blocks everything you ever do.
Well, it says almost never frustrating. That's like me, another notch up.
Uh-huh.
That's almost never frustrating. Technically, it almost is never frustrating.
Yeah.
But it is frustrating. Jared refuses to play it because it is that frustrating. I refuse to play Mercenaries in that other game I mentioned before because it is that
and it's
frustrating.
Not, it's not challenging. There's no challenge to it. It's hit-and-run tactics.
Yeah.
Run!
See, that's one of the things that the game developers said it would be that was a complete lie.
Mm-hmm.
That they would throw new things at you that would keep challenging your newfound powers and that
I love the super soldiers. Like, we're introducing the super soldiers.
Oh my god.
For a second, I saw that and went, oh gosh. These guys can know. They don't even need the freaking sensors. These guys pick me off in a minute.
Sure.
And they're super strong. Oh gosh, these guys are gonna be. Wait, did I just kill him one hit with my giant blade of doom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Woo.
So, this just means I pull out my sword more often. Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm.
Okay.
Which I was gonna do anyways.
Yes. Nice sword.
I got my new sword.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Target practice with the sword.
Yeah, really? Why?
I really hate Super Soldiers. The Force Unleashed did the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the Force Unleashed became unplayable.
Mm-hmm.
Where they came out with Super Soldiers who could throw you, kind of like what they did in Prototype, but
mm-hmm.
Prototype which is why I'm much more accepting of Prototype. Prototype never got that accepting with the little guy, or that horrible with the little guys. Never got that frustrating on the smallest level.
Mm-hmm. You could still beat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prototype is beatable. Mm-hmm. Force Unleashed, I technically beat it, but I would never touch it again.
Mm-hmm.
So frustrating. Mercenaries 2, I refuse to look at it again.
Right. But another thing is, the game has no stealth aspect. They claim that you could, you know, it says right here, very missions that can be approached in numerous ways. Okay, so what it says right there. There's no numerous way to do this. Okay, we need this building destroyed. Okay, can I turn into a soldier, sneak inside?
Plant some C4?
No, not plant some, just take a grenade, throw it into the ammo room, walk out, boom.
Maybe not with the grenade.
You can destroy it with your powers. Okay, and you could hijack a vehicle and destroy it.
Yes, by
but if I hijack the vehicle, they're gonna know it's me still. Yeah. So another way, either way, I destroy it. There's no stealth aspect. Yeah, pretty much. You either blow it up with the tank or you blow it up by yourself.
So you can blow it up in various ways.
But you just blow it up.
That pretty much sums up the game. You can blow it up in different ways. That's kind of what I'll
kill this guy. Okay, I could consume him. I could cut him in half. I could rip him vertically. I could pull out his spine and eat him.
That's gotta be really difficult. Ripping a guy head first in half.
Uh-huh.
Like paper.
There's no stealth aspect. You blow everything up.
Hey,
there's no choice.
More RPG-like?
I tried. He knows. I tried playing stealth aspect.
Oh, yeah. I know. He was OCD about this.
Yes.
This is why you can make it
through the first 5 levels playing stealthy. After that, you can't do it. Because the second you get to the tank level, there's no way you can not kill a civilian. It's just impossible. They run straight into you.
Oh, yeah. I remember reaching this gap, too, even though I had absolutely no conviction about hurting the civilians.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this point because they have those little mission things that tell you how many civilians and people you killed.
Yeah.
It went from, I tried to kill 1,000,
mm-hmm.
to, I killed 3,000 innocent civilians in the infected zone without even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you can be... I tried to be the good guy. I tried to be the stealthy good guy. Didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I killed like 400 civilians.
Yeah.
Because they ran into me. That's really sad. I do give them credit, though, for when you're walking, you're standing in the street, and a car hits you, and the entire front part collapses while you just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
People touch me, and they die. Everything I touch dies!
They're New Yorkers, and I actually appreciate GameSpot for making fun of that. New York is attacked by all kinds of stuff. Godzilla, Cloverfield, The Day After Tomorrow, Deep Impact. All New Yorkers being hit by.
This is Manhattan things. For once.
They don't even care
this
anymore.
This is Manhattan for once. It's not New York City.
Sure.
It's Manhattan Island.
That's where Spider-Man caused all that trouble.
Oh, right.
Exact same map. With a aircraft carrier off to the side.
Mm-hmm. I've tried getting there by land. I almost made it.
Yeah. So do I. It forces you away.
Mm-hmm.
I tried getting there via helicopter. Dropped
down. I tried getting off it. The first time I fought.
Dropped down straight.
When I fought there, straight on. I almost made it to land. Right. I was just sitting there. An invisible wall threw me into the water, and it bounced me all the way back.
Yeah. Oh, you got hit by an invisible wall. Missiles hit me at the very last second. I was just about to hit the deck. I just missed the netting on the very on the side of it.
Mm.
It's very depressing.
Right.
Because after that, one of the things I like is that you don't die from swimming, but you can't do anything in the water. Just jump, hop right out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're deep in the water, you just hop continuously.
So once again, you can't swim.
No.
But
that's laziness.
Yes,
which is why I
but unlike,
it starting
in
the
unlike an Infamous,
mm-hmm.
you actually have a reason why you can't go in the water and swim. Your electricity.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a reason.
Finally, there's actually a legitimate reason why your character cannot swim.
Why wouldn't you be able to swim? Exactly.
You're electric.
So?
You would short circuit.
I guess. The water conducts pretty much your entire being, but that just means everything in the water dies.
And you. Okay, now let's see. You have your body's a specific circuit. Okay, here's how electricity flows. You have water in there. It short circuits.
Right.
So all the stuff that was safe, like your heart and stuff, that wasn't carrying all this electricity, is now carrying all the electricity you had.
Right. Don't know if that actually affects you, because I believe you survive.
Okay, so how about you jump in the water with a battery and we'll see what happens.
That's fair. Okay, no, that's different. I'm not immune to the
battery. No. But
I'm not immune to the battery.
But you're carrying around the electric shield. You're carrying around the battery.
But I'm not carrying around the electric shield.
Think about the guy in Infamous. He's carrying around his own internal battery, okay?
But are his internals immune to the battery?
No, though. He's just got...
Then that makes sense. If he's immune to the electricity, then it makes no sense.
He's just got defenses to keep himself alive from electricity. The second you put, you build pathways straight to his heart.
Okay, then that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's why he's not like taking electric cords and shoving him into his chest every feel. He's like, no, take
well, we
my
don't
hands
know
out.
This. We haven't played the game.
I've seen enough trailers to figure that out. Okay. Sticks his hand in an electric box and sucks it up.
Yeah, I've seen that much, but we don't know if there's a cutscene where he like. Woo! Clear! Pssst! Woohoo! Pssst! Clear!
He does heal himself electrically. Because, you know, third-degree burns, easy to heal up as a barbecue yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so that's it. We're off topic now.
And yeah.
By the time we've gone off topic, it's probably the end. You know we're going to come back here and go, oh, gosh, we forgot to talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know. We spent an entire episode on just one game.
Yep.
This is supposed to be a mini. What? This is supposed to be a mini episode. What?
Must kill somebody.
What? Oh, Bush.
Must kill somebody. Another bad movie. Mm. That's Prototype right there. That's pretty much Prototype.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's just that bad. Okay, so I'm Xylo.
Guy was about stiff. And I'm Locke.
It is Gamer's Rant.
Like a boss.